I'm your host, Rebel Clark, and in this episode, I'll be watercoloring, if that's what you want to call it. I've got no idea. A little bear. So I've swatched out all my colours. I've got a decent amount of blues and reds and pinks, but not so much of browns. I would have wished to have one of the darker browns, but yeah. Too late now, but anyways, I'm gonna put that to the side. That's gonna be my color swatch. Oh, it fell under. Ugh. Okay, I'm just gonna put that to the side there. I'm not gonna be using my aqua brush, so I'm gonna put that to the side. I'm actually gonna be using let me just dry it. I've got these paper towels here, but yeah, there we go. That's what we're going to be using. It's pretty old, but yeah. Okay. So, there's actually a video I watched on how to do it, and credits to this person. Their name is Emma Jane Lever something. Sorry, I did not say that right, but yeah. Okay. And I'll be watching the tutorial while I do it. So, yeah, let's get started. Video's not loading, so I'm just gonna have to start without it. I want to see if I can swatch. You know, I'm gonna first do this brown. Is that okay? It's in the video, and gonna I'm just gonna activate it with water and just I'm just using water to smudge it in and spread it out. It looked better at the end. This is my first proper watercolor, guys, so please don't judge. I'm only new to it, but I really like watercolor, and I would love it to be my new media. Like, mainly I just do drawing and markers right now, but I really like watercolor, and I think right now I'm not good at it, but I think I could get better at it, and yeah, so this is me attempting. It's going well right now. I've watched plenty of videos on how to do watercolor, so I'm not like the biggest noob, but I'm still a beginner, and I'm gonna leave those two legs until later so that I can do some darker tones on them. And I got this and just wee. Don't ask what I'm doing. Okay. The thing I don't want to happen right now is it pulling, because yeah. Pulling is not good. Ooh, that looks good. So, spreading my colours out. My friend, I'm not sure if she wants her name on the podcast, but Sunstrike with a K. Apparently her dad does watercolour, and I'm pretty sure she's had a bit of experience with it. Oh no! I got out. Okay, oh well. It's watercolour. The tip is like, is to add water. That's my biggest tip. Yeah, and blending, if you want to blend, you just tip, add water. Oh no, that's a bit too much color. Oh well. it's a bit too dark on how I want it, so I'm actually just gonna. Dab at it to take a bit of the color out and bring this color out here. I'll be doing more watercolor tutorials, or not tutorials, on just me doing it on my podcast, because as you all know, it's called Worry Cats Art in the World, and I really like doing this, so yeah. This will probably end up being another longish episode, because when I wait to do the second layer, I will pause the video, but it'll still be kind of long. Okay, so I'm pretty happy with this body so far, so I'm gonna move on to the head and yeah. I've tried to make the bits which I think would be darker a bit more darker, but yeah. Okay, I'm just gonna turn this thing off because it's not really working. I might put a bit some music on, just for background and yeah. Okay. Okay, so sorry if you hear badger paw and my family in the background. Yeah. And I'm making this on Saturday in Canberra time, Sydney time, whatever. So yeah, pretty sure it's Friday for most people, but I'm not gonna post it till later. And yeah. This is a bit too much color than what I want. So I kind of want the head or the nose to be a bit lighter. By the way, I'm not an expert, so yeah. If you're a beginner, go search up YouTube tutorials on YouTube, because I'm not very good and you should not trust me with this. Okay. Well, I'm pretty happy because the person in the video, she had professional paints, whereas I just had my $50 Reeves paint, which I'm pretty sure they actually are still very good, but I can't be very sure. Okay, I'm just gonna. Oh, that's not the paste I want it light. I'm sad this bit's already all become light. Okay. Oh well. So obviously right now I'm doing a brown bear. Yeah. I might end up, I'm not sure if you guys know, but koalas in Australia are one of our native animals, and I'd like to attempt to watercolor one of those because they're super duper cute and fluffy and yeah. Okay. So, oh no, it's smudged. That's so sad. Okay, whatever. That's up there. That's smudged. This is my first water attempt. Okay, I'm gonna pause the video and wait for this to dry. Hey, I'm back. It's we're in the future now. Sorry for that long wait. It wasn't a long wait for you. It's been about 2 weeks, and obviously I didn't get an episode out last week, and sorry about that. But you'll get an episode this week, and yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna use. How big's that? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna use this brush and see if that works. Oh well, whatever. But yeah, so I've done the legs, which yeah, you didn't see, I didn't film it, but
it's a bit darker, so I'm gonna make that a little bit darker brown. And also, I'm pretty obsessed with YouTube videos right now, so you know what? I'm gonna start and then I'm gonna talk about my YouTube obsession. So sorry about that. Timmy is in the background. What brown did I use for this? Okay, I'm just gonna dab that there. And add some more colour. Lots and lots of it. I'm not sure is this doing? Yeah, it's on camera, okay. I don't really know what I'm doing, so if you're trying to like do watercolor with me right now, I'm not a professional. Okay. Add a little bit of black to that. And now I'm gonna go over it. So I'm gonna go in the darker areas first, because I'm gonna add a little bit more black to that. You can probably hear my dad in the background telling my brother off. He's on his iPad again and he's not meant to be. So any information that you got from the first part of the video, that's not true. Because anything about updates or something, I'm not sure, but yeah, because that was 2 weeks ago, so probably the information's outdated by now. Happens a lot. A couple of my school friends have started listening. I'm not sure if they want their names on here, so I won't mention them, but yeah, shout out to you guys. I will post maybe 2 episodes this week because I'm at home, because I get Friday off and obviously Saturday and Sunday, and yeah, it's because the teachers are going on climate strike. So yeah, okay, here we go. Not a climate strike, sorry, a strike for, I'm pretty sure, more like money when they're working, which, respect for you teachers. Oh, that's so much darker. What happened there? It doesn't look very... So much darker. What happened? Okay, let me try spreading that out. So, yeah, I'm so sorry that I didn't post last week. I was, busy. I've got so much work to do, like, crazy amount of work to do, and I didn't really have time to post to make an episode. Oh, my YouTube addiction. I forgot about that. I've been watching heaps of YouTube. Some of them include, there's only really 2 of them, which I'm obsessed with, but I do listen to others. The 2 main ones are Chloe Rose Art, which I really like, and Jazza. I found Jazza because he's Australian, just like me, and I thought that was cool. And then I also sometimes watch Sarah Renee Clark, who's a pencil artist, and Chloe Rose Art's more of an acrylic artist, and Jazza does pretty much anything, but his channel used to be called Draw with Jazza, so yeah. I am following Mariah Elizabeth for all the Mariah Elizabeth fans out there, but it's not that she's bad or anything, I just sometimes the style of videos that she does, like all the effects and stuff, like putting faces on her and stuff, it's just not my style. Like, I just like it nice and simple and just like get to the point, and yeah, I still like watching her videos. She's such a good artist. Her squishy thing and how she's got to create the book, it's super duper cool. It's just, yeah, it's just not my style. As you can see, I'm kind of working down my way to the tummy, but I just don't want to add too much color because otherwise it'll look weird, and I added too much color. I will. I gave Ori a turtle that I made for her. It's like a blue watercolor turtle. I hope you like that, Ori, if you're listening. I was gonna film it, but I didn't really have time to. So, and I'm also gonna be making a snake. Sorry, pardon my voice. A wolf. That just made it worse. A wolf. Pardon me. I'll be making a wolf or a snake for her, and I might get that on camera. That might actually be the next video. And I'm just gonna be switching from Okay. Oh, I'm gonna be switching from warriors, art, and the world, like just on the topics, because I feel like I should have a variety of all of them. And obviously, right now I'm doing art, and I did like a proper warriors one about the life of a warrior being more challenging or more rewarding, and I'll probably do a world one soon. I've got this geography assessment and assignment, whatever you want to call it, and it's due on Thursday, so I might film that while I'm doing it, because I have to like finish it and wrap it up. But yeah, oh my god, this looks so messy. Oh well. That looks different. I think I kind of wrecked it. It's a bit dark now, and I've got smudges everywhere. Oh well. I'm going to now. Let me have a look at this. I really like. Second. Banging. Add a bit of this under its feet, like, yeah, just because the person does it in the video. Oh, there's a sprinkle. There we go, just adding some color. I'm not sure if you guys know, but my favorite color is green, so that's why I like doing a lot of green stuff. And yeah. I would start a YouTube channel, but I really like podcasting, and I can do pretty much anything I can do on YouTube in a podcast. And if you guys like, no, you can't. I've got a treat for you guys. There's this thing called Spotify Live, and it is where podcasters can do live videos with their fans, and the fans can like join, and or listeners, sorry, I keep on saying fans, I'm so used to other stuff, but yeah, I thought me and Sunshine will probably be hosting one of those in a couple of weeks, so I just wanted to tell you just to be prepared. But yeah, so we'll do that, and you guys will be able to join. So make sure you go download Spotify Live and get ready for when we host it. And yeah, we'll be doing games, a Q&A, screaming at the moon pool. We'll be doing lots of other stuff, and after like about 2 hours maybe, we're gonna get off that and go to a Zoom, so like not a face one, but like so that we can all talk at the same time, because on Spotify Live only one person can talk. Okay, I'm pretty happy with that. Adding in a bit more green just to give it a bit more colour. I'm getting a little fine brush And do you like? Don't come in, Springfield. Don't come in. Don't come in. Sorry, Springfield's noisy. No, too. It's too dark. Sorry. Sorry, I'm running out of words to say. Please leave episode ideas, because I can use them, and I mean, it's pretty cool when, like, I love giving other podcasters ideas, because then I can hear what they, like, what I want them to talk about, so that it's really cool, and you can, yeah, you get, like, pretty much you can choose what your favourite podcasters can talk about, and I feel like that's really cool. I'm gonna add a little green stalk like this, and another little one here. And one here. And now I'm gonna add heads of flowers. Sorry, that's my mom's car coming up. Here. Okay, there we go. I'm just doing a couple of different flowers. I kind of did this in for Moose Magic Diaries cover, but I think it still looks pretty cool. I really like watercolor, and I might be taking art lessons soon, and I think I really like I really want to do them, because right now with my legs I can't do any sport or any after school activities, and it's kind of killing me, because I'm a pretty sporty person and I love running and kicking the footy and doing all that kind of stuff, and I can't do it right now, but hopefully I can do an art class, and that's another big passion of mine, so hopefully that'll happen. I'm pretty happy with that. I think it looks cute, and I mean, it's a bit messy, but I like it. I might add like a tiny little black nose. My mum came in. Sorry. I kind of want to add an eye, but I'm not sure if that's going to wreck it. What's a little black dot going to do there? I'm going to add, like, a little fur in its ears. I think I might just add it, just... See, it's not that bad. I might just make a little black. There you go. You're a little cutie. Oh, it kind of makes him look angry now. Oh well. That's... I like it, and... gonna get some marker. Nope, here it is. This, and I'm gonna sign it. There we go. Yeah, that's my name, kind of ish. Okay. It's not really much more I can say. That this eye is kind of going weird now because it's spreading everywhere. Probably should have waited for. Let me see if I can dab that. It's kind of gone weird now because it's all wet, but I'm going to go over it. And this is probably going to be my profile picture for many things because I'm really happy with it and I think it's super cute. I will outline it though, so it will look different, but that's all for the watercolor part. So thank you for listening to Warrior Cat's Art in the World. Tune in for future episodes. Bye!